I see you are beginning to achieve total zen. Oh, why am I naked? Fair question. The same reason you are. Beings in a state of zen have no need of clothing. Yes, you are, let me guess, 3 weeks into healthy eating, working out, sleeping well, and not masturbating. And now, due to your wise choices, you are just gaining the ability to float, to levitate, to escape the clutches of gravity. Most impressive. Such a good boy. I've been waiting for you. Not many mortal men have achieved what you have. I'm proud of you for making it this far. Can you be proud of yourself? That is another layer of Zen, my dear boy. To be proud of yourself. Think about it. I do have some unfortunate news, depending on how you look at it. You have not yet reached the true Zen. No, you have not, my dear boy. No, but floating is a good sign that you are on the right track. Yes, I can tell you. You see, to achieve full Zen, to fully achieve it, you must spend a week here with me. Yes, I am your final test before you ascend to a higher plane of existence. There must be more to it, huh? No, it's simple. No tricks. Just a week here with me. You won't need food or nourishment. And there is no catch. You must simply continue living as you have for the past 3 weeks. Exactly. You cannot fall to the temptation of coming. That is not a trick. It is simply the continuation of what got you this far. That doesn't seem too hard, does it?
It's going to be very hard.
Don't be alarmed. I am a being who has ascended to a higher plane permanently. The illusion of being in only one place no longer applies to me. I can make myself appear whenever, wherever I would like. Even in more than one place at once. For men to gain true enlightenment, they must abstain from coming in my presence for that final week.
For a whole week.
Yes, a whole week.
For a whole week.
Why are you stuck on that point, my dear boy? Yes, a few men have gained total enlightenment. I had a lot of fun with them. Just like I have fun with all the men who reach this point. But if enlightenment were easy, everyone would ascend, wouldn't they, my sweet boy? And we can't have that now, can we? Let me just wrap my legs around you and grab that beautiful good boy cock. Oh, baby boy, did you not think I would touch you? Oh, I told you this was going to be hard. Oh, I can feel all the stress build up in your beautiful cock. Oh. You've been so desperate for the touch of a woman. Let me provide you relief with my power, child. It's okay if you fail. No one passes my test the first time. Some don't even want to make it past me. Do you, my good boy? Either way, I always enjoy the boys who come this far again and again just to see me or some time with me again. Oh, you've worked too hard to fail. like your spirit. Just don't come. Don't come as I stroke you. Stroke you. Make you feel good. You can feel good without coming, right, my good boy? What if I stroke you faster? Do you like my lips kissing and licking your neck and ears as I stroke you? What if my lips are on your mouth? As I stroke you from behind, pressing my breasts into your strong back. Oh, my good boy. Is this nirvana? No, this is just my slice of heaven. It must be like ecstasy to have four hands stroking, caressing your skin, your cock, all at the same time. What if I stroke you faster? You like that? What if I slow down, go slow, tease you? How long do you think you would last? Don't come.
Don't come. Don't come.
Don't come, baby boy. Just hold out for me. Hold out for me. Don't come. Oh, you're already twitching. It must be agony. Trying so hard not to come. As soon as you come, you leave me behind. And you come so far. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a break. I'll just sit next to you and let you try to collect yourself. Catch your breath there, baby boy. This is just a taste of what I can do. I can tell you now, see, why so few have survived a week up here with me. I mean, I do like to play with my new ascendy hopefuls. Cute boys. So often the shy ones. Especially when they are as cute as you are. Now, try to collect yourself. Try to put your mind at ease. Breathe for me like a good boy. In and out. Relax your body. Refocus. Regain composure. Catch your breath. See? Don't you feel better now? Why don't you with me? Mm-hmm. What happened? You stopped. Umming. Well, different parts of my personality can manifest in different ways sometimes. This part of me is still sitting next to you. I guess another part of me thought you were simply too cute to let get away, and that cock was bobbing so nicely. You don't mind, do you? No, you don't mind, do you, baby boy? No, you seem to be enjoying this quite a lot, aren't you?
Just think of something else.
For me. Force your mind to not focus on me licking and sucking you. Did you just twitch? Did me verbally reminding you of the stimulation have an effect? You are so cute, trying hard not to hold back. Trying hard not to come in my mouth. I can feel it's been a really long time for you. Maybe even your personal best. But I can also tell you are enjoying this very much. Just don't enjoy it too much and you can stay with me for a whole week. Unless, wouldn't it feel just so good to simply release and come, to release all that tension? I can feel it building. Don't come, pet. I'm thinking naughty thoughts. I'm thinking today I'm going to try to make you come with my pussy. Wouldn't you like that? No. You still think you will ascend to the next plane? Okay, baby boy. Don't come.
Don't come.
Don't come. Don't come. Can stay here with me. Don't come. I'll just hold your arms and legs apart with some of my other selves. With your arms and legs being held, I can put my tits of my other selves in your hands. I can bear hug you with some of my legs while I grind my pussies on your strong thighs, making you wet, making myself feel good. You want to know a secret? You look so cute when you're all helpless like this. No point in struggling. I am stronger than you. And then I will float one of myself up on top of you, hovering over your hard cock. You've never been fucked like this, have you? The feeling of all of myself teasing you, my breasts in your hands, my wet pussies on your thighs, my voice in your ear being held down, my wet pussy just above you, so close you can feel the hot, wet air. It's more than any man can handle. Well, almost. Maybe you will make it. Maybe you are one of those boys. Now I'm going to float you up closer. I can grind directly on you as you are restrained, floating, and bucking helpless. Makes me drip with anticipation. You know, as I grind on you, I feel like I want to tell you something. For men to ascend, they must abstain. But for women, for for women like me. We need to come and come and come. Oh, you feel good. We need to have orgasm after orgasm. Achieving Zen with euphoric orgasms is our way. Oh, and you want to help me achieve that higher plane, don't you, baby boy? Oh, that's right. Tweak my nipples with your outstretched hands. Oh, you're getting into it, aren't you, baby boy? Oh. Well, I will need to ride your delicious cock to do that, and you don't have to come. No, no. But you can help me, can't you, Pet? You can help me achieve Zen, right? Oh, you're such a good boy to say yes. Yes to my pussy. Thank you. I'll just line you up and float you up into me like this. Oh, God. God. Teased and tortured cocks are the best. They feel so heavenly, ascended, unique and holy, having abstained. Oh, and then knowing that you will try to fight it as you pulse in me. Knowing you have been fighting these urges for so long just to be in me. Oh, so hot. And you know that you will bring me so much pleasure. Oh, fuck. God, it makes me just want to ride you harder. Oh, 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 God. Oh, oh. Oh, did you think only one of me was going to use you? Oh, no. The me's on your legs are grinding. And the hands that can't help squeezing my beautiful breasts as you fight the urges. God, it is nirvana for me. And your cock is so desperate inside me, twitching and pulsing so hard. Just don't come. Don't come. Fight the urge. Fight the urge. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Help me ascend, but don't come. Then you can come with me. Think about the higher plane. Your hips are bucking. Think about the higher plane, where there are hundreds of women who have ascended, but very few men. They're all desperate for your cock. So few men ascend. So few men. So that when a new man, especially a cutie like you, when he ascends, he is jumped by hordes of desperate women. Oh, who want to worship your cock. Don't come. Don't come. They need your cock so badly. Don't fail them, baby boy. Just don't come. All you have to do is not come inside me as I fuck you. Your hips are bucking. Hold out for me, baby boy. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Oh, God. I'm about to explode. Just don't. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, it's okay. I can feel you. Just don't stop coming out. Enjoy it. Release it all for me. Oh, God. Fuck, I'm full. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you, baby boy. I am now one step closer to nirvana. But, oh, fuck. Unfortunately, you have to return. Please come back. Come back to me. Let me play with you again. I want to play again and again and again until we reach heaven together. Try not to keep me waiting too long, baby boy. Oh, see, you're floating down. Your powers of levitation gone as you begin to dematerialize. Take one last look at all the naked me's. Sad to see you go. Bye. See you soon.